我们现在要来祷告。
Now to pray.
我们祷告的时候，因为今天是安息圣日。
And today, since it is a holy Sabbath day,
我们祷告要存着感恩的心祷告。
When we pray, we need to have a heart of thanksgiving.
我们守安息圣日至少有五个目的。
The reason why we keep the Sabbath, there is at least five purposes.
感恩是放在第一个目的。
And thanksgiving should be the first.
因为那是神创造世界的时候给人的第一个定义。
Because that is the first will of God when He created the heaven and the earth.
我们要感谢神让我们有健康的身体。
We have to give thanks God for giving us a good health.
给我们这么好的会堂。
Such a wonderful chapel.
给我们有机会来到这个地方安静的敬拜神。
That we may have the opportunity to come to this place to worship God in quietness.
给我们这个机会能够在灵恩会修正我们的脚步。
That we have the chance during this spiritual convocation to correct our steps.
我们要感谢的东西太多了。
There are so many things we can give thanks.
一个人没有存着感恩的心来参加安息日聚会是错误的。
If a person does not come to the Sabbath day with a thanksgiving heart, then he is wrong.
因为这样没有办法得到神的喜悦。
For if so, they cannot please God.
我们跟神之间的关系是互动的。
The relationship between us and God, it is interactive.
所以每到安息生日的时候，我们要感念神的恩典。
Therefore, every Sabbath, we have to remember to give thanks to God.
因为神给每一个人的恩典也不太一样。
For God has given each one of us different types of grace.
我们在祷告当中，我们应该要存着感恩的心来祷告。
So as we pray, let us pray with a thanksgiving heart.
请大家同心跪下来祷告。
Let's now kneel down and pray.
感谢神恩典。我们可以在安息日，也是我们的灵恩会，来到会堂里面聚集敬拜天上的真神。
We give thanks to the grace of God that on this spiritual convocation and also the Sabbath day, we can gather here to worship Him.
这一节我们想要用耶稣的叮咛这个题目做我们敬拜神互相勉励的题目。
This morning to use this topic, the reminders from Lord Jesus as our mutual encouragement.
在对观福音书当中主耶稣在升天之前曾经跟门徒讲了一些话。
In the Synoptic Gospels, before Jesus ascended, He actually spoke some words to His own disciples.
我们可以说这是主耶稣在升天之前对门徒的叮咛。
Now these are the reminders of Lord Jesus Christ to His own disciples right before His ascension.
虽然当时是主耶稣跟门徒说的话。
Even though it was only the words Jesus spoke to His disciples.
可是今天我们也是主耶稣的门徒。
However, today we are all disciples of Lord Jesus.
以广义的这个解释来说。
Using a broader definition,
我们甚至是主耶稣的使徒。
We are in fact the apostles of Lord Jesus.
那今天我们来回想一下，当初主耶稣向门徒所讲的这些话，对当时的门徒以及对我们有什么样传达怎么样的信息
？So we like to study once again the words of Lord Jesus Christ to those people at that time, and also to us today. What kind of message that means?
其实这些信息看起来都是一样的。
In fact, these messages, it may appear the same.
可是看起来是一样它却有不同的重点。
Though they appear the same, but they emphasize different things.
那这些重点对我们来讲是有特别意义的。
These messages to us, they have special meanings.
我们来看马太福音二十八章。
We turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章第十八节
The book of Matthew chapter 28 verse 18
那个时候主耶稣从死里复活
This time Jesus has already resurrected from death
然后到了耶稣与他们约定的山上
And they have met together at the mountain where they agreed to meet
这个时候主耶稣就说了这么一段话
At this time Jesus spoke these words
十八节
verse 18
耶稣近前来对他们说天上地下所有的权柄都是给我的所以你们要去使万民做的门徒奉父十九节，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。二十节
，twenty，
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。主耶稣就跟他们讲了这么一段话。
And so Jesus spoke this passage to them.
这段话我们非常非常的清楚，因为我们常常念。
This passage I'm really familiar with because we often will read this.
目的就是叫我们去传福音。
The purpose is to tell us to go preach.
然后奉父子圣灵的名，就是耶稣的名来受洗。
And to baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, which is the name of Lord Jesus.
然后吩咐神的道理给那时候给所有的这个世界的人听。
And to proclaim this gospel to all of the people in this world.
一直到主耶稣再来。
Until the coming of the Lord.
在这一段的话语里面有一个重点。
And so within this passage, there's this important point.
虽然是在讲传福音哦。
Even though it is talking about preaching.
不过主耶稣在第一句话的就是第一句话讲第一句话的时候就这样说了。
But in the very first statement, Jesus said this.
说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
That all of the authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
我们一定觉得很奇怪，其实耶稣就是神，神什么权柄没有呢？
And we may feel quite strange because Jesus, he is God. So what kind of power does not God have?
神创造世界。
God created this world.
神是这个宇宙的主宰。
God is the Lord of the universe.
不管是属物质的或者是属灵界的。
Whether it be material or spiritual realm,
他都是主。
He is the Lord.
有什么权柄是他没有得到的？
What kind of authority does he not possess?
那耶稣就有问题了。
And then Jesus, then there's our question.
那神就有问题啦。
If that's true, then God will be in question.
好像神没有全部的权柄都在神的手中那种感觉啊。
It seems that Lord Jesus or God does not have all of the authorities.
可是为什么耶稣会讲这样？
Why would Jesus say this?
那个缺陷的地方在哪里？
Wow, what is the things that are lacking?
好像主耶稣还没有复活之前，这个缺陷是在的。
It seems that before Jesus was resurrected, there is something in lack.
那主耶稣复活以后，缺陷就不见了。
And after Jesus was resurrected, that is gone.
神不是完美的吗？
Isn't God perfect?
为什么会这样？
Why is it like this?
我们看希伯来书。
Turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2,
第十四节
verse 14.
二章十四节
chapter 2, verse 14.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他就亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。十五节
verse 15.
并要释放那些一生因怕死而成为奴仆的人。这个地方讲到人跟神之间的关系。
Here it talks about our relationship with God.
神是我们人，是他的儿女。
God is our father and we are his children.
神创造人类的时候用土来造人。
When God created the human beings, he created us from dust.
然后向亚当吹了一口气，他就成了有灵的活人。
And he breathed a breath into the nostril of Adam, and Adam became a living being.
那个时候一切都是那么的美好。
At that time, at that moment, everything was perfect.
不过后来人类做了一件错事。
However, later on, the human being committed a mistake.
这件错事啊，问题。这件错事影响的层面太大了。
And this mistake caused a great mistake. It is a mistake of men.
因为这件事啊，所有人类啊，要受到很多很多的折磨跟无奈。
Now because of this mistake, the human beings has to suffer tremendous pain.
我们人类将自己卖给罪。
For we have sold ourselves and to sin.
罪的工价就是死嘛。
And the price of sin is death.
死是最后的结果。
Death is the final result.
可是在整个过程当中都是充满了各样的痛苦。
However, in this entire process, our life will be filled with pain and suffering.
神不是没有全能。
God is not a God without authority.
而是因为人将自己卖给罪。
It is because we have sold ourselves to sin.
神是公义的。
Since God is a righteous God,
他什么事都可以做。
He could do anything.
可是他也没有，他也不会去违反他自己的原则。
But he would not go against his own principle.
违反公义的原则。
To go against the principle of righteousness.
所以问题就来了。
And then there's a question.
人被死权所辖制。
That we as human beings we are in bondage of death.
这是为什么主耶稣要来到这个世界上吗？
This is why Lord Jesus Christ has come to this world.
好，那。主耶稣来到这个世界上，为我们钉在十字架上。
So Jesus Christ came to this world to die on the cross for us.
他为我们流血。
And he shed his blood for us.
用他的生命来换我们的生命。
With his life, he traded his life for our lives.
释放了我们。
And he has released us.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And he opened up a new and living way for us.
所以为什么主耶稣在这个地方特别讲到天上地下所有的权柄都是给我的呢？
So this is why Jesus Christ talked about all of the authorities of the heaven and earth has given to me.
主耶稣在强调说你们已经没有被辖制在死权里面了。
Jesus was trying to emphasize that you are not in the bondage of death.
我们的祖先将我们卖给罪。
Our ancestors have sold us to sin.
主耶稣已经将我们赎回来了。
And Jesus Christ has already redeemed us.
从今天开始。
From today forward.
人类有可以有不同的选择了。
Human beings can have a choice.
以前没有第二条选择。
Before, we have no other choices.
因为我们的祖先把我们卖了。
Because our ancestor has sold us.
除了死，没有第二条路。
Other than death, there's no other way.
主耶稣，我们开第二条路。
But Jesus Christ opened up a second way.
主耶稣告诉我们，我们要去传福音。
He told us that we had to go preach.
因为这个权柄已经拿到了。
Because we have already obtained this.
你不用怕。
We should not be afraid.
神不会给我们羞耻的。
And God will not put us to shame.
因为主耶稣已经战胜死权。
Because Jesus has overcome death.
主耶稣是第一颗种子。
Jesus was the first seed.
他复活，所以以后我们也会复活。
He resurrected, therefore in the future we will also resurrect.
主耶稣为什么要讲这件事情？
Why would Jesus tell them this?
马太福音是写给犹太人看的。
And the book of Matthew was written to the Jewish people.
犹太人很知道说他们的祖先犯，全人类的祖先是犯罪的。
And the Jewish people know that their ancestors have sinned.
他们一直在等待弥赛亚。
They're waiting for the coming of Messiah.
主耶稣在这个地方告诉门徒。
But Jesus here, he is trying to tell the disciples.
得救的权柄已经得到了。
The authority of salvation has been obtained.
你们现在可以去正光明正大去传福音。
Now you can go, with this.Boldness to preach.
好像如果说你是一个医学院的学生
，just like if you are a student of the medical school.
你虽然有很多医学知识
，even though you possess a lot of medical knowledge.
或者说你没有读医学院，你也很多医学知识
，or even if you are not in a medical school, but you possess a lot of medical knowledge.
可是你也是不能去行医啊。
However, you still cannot practice medicine.
你没有得到执照，你怎么去行医啊
？Because you have no license to practice.
你被行医被告。
If you were to do so, you will be sued.
你没有正当性，你怎么去行医啊
？Because you don't have proper license, how can you practice medicine?
主耶稣的意思是，我现在已经拿到这个正当性了。
And so Jesus was saying that now I have the proper authority.
所以罗马书怎么说
？This is why the book of Romans tells us.
什么可以让我们跟主耶稣隔绝啊
？What can separate us from God?
我们什么可以让我们跟主耶稣的爱隔绝呢？没有了。
What can cause us to be separated from the love of God? There's nothing.
谁可以指控神的儿女啊
？Who can accuse the children of God?
主耶稣已经替他们死了。
Because Jesus has died on their behalf.
他已经付出生命的代价。
He has already paid the price of his death.
从此没有任何东西可以阻挡人跟神之间的爱啊
，therefore
的连结。
There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God.
所以主耶稣在这个地方确立传福音的正当性。
So here Jesus is confidence of the authority to preach.
所以各位弟兄姐妹
，therefore brothers and sisters，
我们要去传福音。
We need to go out and preach.
因为我们已经拿到这个正当性。
Because we only obtain this authority.
主耶稣教会有真理。
Our church has the truth.
我们有圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们有神迹随着来证实我们所说的道。
We have the miracles to accompany us to prove the authenticity of our truth.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说，你现在去传就对了。
So Jesus told us, if you go preach, that is the right thing to do.
因为我们传福音是正当的。
Because when we preach, it is the right thing to do.
所以我们一定要去传。
Therefore, we have to go preach.
我们去传的时候，我们不要觉得说，人家为什么要不要来信。
When we go preach, we do not need to worry about whether people will come to believe.
你不要去管别人讲什么。
Do not care about what other people say.
每个教派都说他是可以得救的啦。
Every denomination will proclaim that they are the denomination of salvation.
公说公有理，婆说婆有理嘛。
Each one will have their own reasons.
老王卖瓜，自卖自夸嘛。你就是我信这个，我当然说自己是对的啊。
Since they believe their faith, therefore they say that their faith is the right faith.
可是人认为怎么样不重要呢？
But it doesn't matter. However, people's opinion is about regarding their faith.
事实上，每个人都认为自己的路是对的。
In fact, everyone will feel that their road that they travel on is the right path.
唯有神，他能引导你走正路。
But however, only God can guide us onto the right path.
耶稣教会跟别的教会是不同的。
Our church, the True Jesus Church, is very different from the other churches.
我们要对自己有自信。所以昨天我为什么强调说我们要有自信
？So therefore, we need to have self-confidence according.In our faith,
我们的自信不够。
Our confidence is not enough.
既然我们知道我们是对的
，since we know we are right,
我们很有自信的出去传福音。
We have to have confidence to go and preach.
我不管你是天主教徒，你是什么徒，都一样。
We don't need to worry about whether they are Catholic or whatever other Christians.
而且我们去跟人家传福音的时候，不要跟人家辩道。
But when we go and preach, we do not need to try to argue with them.
我可以介绍我的福音给你听呢。
I can introduce my faith to you.
当然不是说不可以讲，我所说的辩道是说不要跟人家吵架的意思啊。不是说我们不可以讲真理啊，是很多人去跟人家传福音啊，传到最后跟人家吵架，这个不要这样。
And so I'm not saying that we should not talk about faith, but we should not argue to the point where we will fight with that person.
我非常知道清楚我自己在信什么的了。
I understand. We have to understand what we ourselves we believe in.
我对神有信心。
I have confidence in God.
我对自己有信心。
I have confidence in myself.
我跟你讲是出于爱心。
When I tell you this, it is out of my love.
我们今天不是来争你哦，争个什么你死我活，不是这样。
I'm not trying to argue with you to the point of death.
可是我们不用自卑。
But we should not be self-pity.
我们哪有什么需要自卑
？Or to feel that we are really lowly, there's nothing to feel that way about.
我今天传福音不过是将真理跟你分享。
Today I preach, it is for me to share the truth with you.
我将神的爱跟你分享。
I share the love of God with you.
你不用怕他，你不用担心他要不要来信。
We do not need to worry whether they will come to believe.
你跟他说了。
So as we tell them,
我们给他机会。
We give them a chance.
那是神的爱。
That is the love of God.
他要信是他的福气。
Whether they believe, that is up to their blessings.
那不信也是他自己的决定。
And if they don't believe, that is their choice.
我们每一个人不可以去说哦，规定你一定要信什么教会，你一定要信什么教会嘛，对不对？
We as individuals, we cannot make a determination that you have to believe in this or that.
甚至连神都没有这样做吗？
Even God, He does not do this.
神说叫我们去传。
God told us to preach.
可是决定权在自己。
But the decision is up to the individual.
每一个人要为自己的决定负责。
Everyone has to be responsible for their own decision.
这确定了审判的正当性。
And that would give judgment the authority.
有一天主耶稣会问你。
One day Jesus Christ will ask us.
你为什么没有来跟随我？
Why did you not follow me?
为什么你没有回到神的家？
How come you did not come back to the home or the house of God?
那些决定不跟随神的人不能说神啊，我不知道。
And those who decide not to follow God, they could not say that, Lord God, I don't know.
神会跟那个人说，不对吧？你不知道吗？
God will tell them that that's not true. Don't you really know?
是你选择不要相信吧？
It is because you decided not to believe.
某月某月某日，不是有某个弟兄、某个姐妹曾经跟你讲过吗？
On a certain day and a certain time, wasn't there a certain brother or sister talk to you about this truth?
是你自己选择不相信，不是你不知道。
But you yourself decide not to believe. It is not that you do not know.
所以说今天我们传福音的正当性是神主耶稣亲自确立的。
So the authority that we possess today, it is established by Lord Jesus Christ himself.
我传十个人，十个人都没有来信，你也不要觉得担心。
If I preach to 10 people and these 10 do not come and believe, we don't need to worry.
我们的目的只是传福音。
Our purpose is only to preach.
你就是去传。
All we have to do is go out and preach.
要不要信是他自己决定，神跟他自己去追求，神自己跟他引导。
Whether or not they believe, it is up to themselves and God will guide them.
我们传的时候很有自信。
So when we preach, we need to be confident.
曾经有信徒跟我讲。
Once there's a member who told me this.
传道，我去传福音哦，然后人家就跟我这样讲。
Oh, pastor, when I go preach, people will tell me this.
人家说你们教会有几年的历史哈。
And people will ask me that how long a history does your church have?
哈，才哈不到九十年哦。不到四十年了。
And so they would say that only 90 years, or even here in the United States, they would say that it's just about 40 years.
你知道我们教会几年了吗？
Do you know how long?
我们教会超过一千年呢。
It's a history of over 1,000 years.
哇，你们几十年就要来教我们一千年的啊。
And that you only of a few decades long that you will teach us of 1,000 years long.
你们教有几个人？
How many people in your church?
才一百个啊。
Only 100.
你知道我们教会有一万五千个吗？
Do you know that we have over 10,000?
哎呦，你们才一百个也想要欠，你们这一百个人也想要什么传给我们一万五千个的，那你们搞错了。
That you only have 100 here and you want to preach to us over like 150,000 people.
那你要怎么回答？传道，你看，我们人就是比较少，我们这个教会就是，你看那个什么那个历史比人家短，我们怎么传福音呢？
And so they will come back to and ask me, say, Pastor, see, our history is shorter, and then our numbers are fewer than them.
说长哦，所有的基督教都没有犹太教长啊。
And in fact, compared to history, there's no other religion that has a longer history than that of Judaism.
说认识神哦。在还没有基督教会的时候，人家以色列人早就认识神很多啦。
To talk about knowing God, these Israelites, the Jewish people, they have known God more, much more than those other Christians.
那主耶稣来到这个世界上传福音的时候啊，以色列人拥有内部律法1500年啊。
When Jesus came to this world to preach, the Israelites, the Jewish people, already had the law of God for over 1,500 years.
主耶稣来到这个世界上一直骂。
But Jesus Christ, when he came to this world, he continued to scold them.
时间长就代表真理吗？
That if you have a longer history, does that mean that they have the truth?
耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，有几个门徒啊？
When Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, how many disciples are beneath the cross?
那时候他如果有百万的军队，谁可以把他钉在十字架上啊？
If at that moment Jesus has over millions of soldiers, who will be able to crucify him on the cross?
我们不用怕。
We do not need to be afraid.
我们要问我们自己是我们有真理吗？
We have to be confident that we have the truth.
我们有圣灵跟我们同在吗？
We have the Holy Spirit abiding with us.
只有神迹随着来证实我们所说的道吗？
Do we have the miracles to accompany us?
如果有，
If there is,
怕什么？
Why are we afraid?
他要听，他就听。
If they want to listen, they will hear it.
我们会很高兴。
We will be very happy.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
今天我们拥有这么多的东西。
And today we possess so many things.
神说我们要跟别人分享，我们就去跟别人分享，这是我们的自信。
And Lord Jesus told us to go and share it with other people. We have to have this confidence.
他不信，我们觉得很难过，当然会难过。难过不是因为说啊我的真理不是，而是啊很可惜他没有办法来相信真神，就是这样。
If they don't believe, of course we feel very sad. It is because we feel that it's so unfortunate that they don't believe in the truth.
我们觉得很可惜他做了错误的决定。
We feel like it was unfortunate that they had made the wrong choice.
跟我们的信仰没有什么关系。
It has nothing to do with our faith.
那是对方的决定。
It was the decision of that individual.
所以不用因为这样觉得自己很自卑。
Don't because of other people's unbelief that we feel very lowly.
耶稣本来是东方人。
Jesus is an Oriental person.
耶稣的头发不是金色的。
Jesus' hair is not a golden color.
西方世界认识耶稣是从东方开始传给西方的。
The reason why the Western world come to know Lord Jesus, it is from the gospel of the East.
所以昨天我说保罗可以做，为什么不能做？
And so yesterday I said that if Paul can do this, why can we not do it?
当然很困难。
Of course, it may be difficult.
保罗没有说没有困难吗？
Paul did not say that it wasn't difficult.
保罗传福音传到什么程度啊？
Paul preached the gospel to what kind of degree?
他说他传到被人家打。
He said that when he preached, he was stoned.
遇到船难啊。
He was shipwrecked.
下在监牢。
He was imprisoned.
没饭吃。
And he has nothing to eat.
他是这样传福音的、啊。
This is the way he had preached.
那我们今天传到有我们有这样传吗？
And today, do we preach to that kind of degree?
我们很怕人家哈说我们违反。
We are afraid that the people will say that we are against the law.
所以甚至当我们有荣耀，我们真的在社会上做得很好的时候，我们也不能荣耀我们的真神。
And but even if we can do something very well, in the society that we live in, we still cannot try to glorify our God.
我们不敢在众人面前承认我们是基督徒。
We dare not confess that we are a Christian in front of other people.
这不是今天我们的处境吗？
This is probably the world that we live in.
我们真的。跟保罗一样吗？为什么？如果说保罗那个时候他还是遇到很多困难呢
？At that time, Paul he also faced many difficulties.
那今天我们要把福音传出去。
And today we try to preach the gospel.
问题出在什么地方
？Where does the problem lie?
我们有真理。
We have the truth.
我们有圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们有神
迹。We have miracles.
那我们没有什么东西。
So what are the things that we do not have?
那第一个地方啊，主耶稣在讲到这个。传福音的正当性。
So Jesus preaching, here he talks about the authority or the properness of us having the ability to preach.
我们只管传。
As long as we go preach.
当然我们没有办法去决定别人要不要信。
We don't have to worry about whether other people will believe.
我们也不用去决定。
We don't need to decide for them.
是听的人要自己决定。
Only those who hear, they will decide.
因为生命是他们自己的。
Because they are in control of their own life.
可是我们成为蝴蝶，我们成为蜜蜂。
All we can do is become butterflies or the bees.
我们负责让草原上遍地开花。
We are only able to be responsible for the grass to be filled with flowers.
所以保罗怎么说？
And so what did Paul say?
保罗负责栽种，亚波罗负责浇灌，可是成长是在乎神。
And Paul is in charge of sowing, and Apollo is in charge of watering. Only God is in charge of allowing them to grow.
我们看路加福音24章。
Turn to Gospel Luke chapter 24.
这是主耶稣在第二次在不同的地方谈到一样的东西。
This is in a different place where Jesus Christ talked about the same thing.
路加福音24章。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter
24节，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们46节。这段其实上也是在讲传福音的。
And so this passage also talks about preaching the gospel.
也是主耶稣在升天之前给他们的提醒。
It is also a reminder of Lord Jesus before he ascended to heaven.
不过这边主耶稣讲到另外一个重点。
And here Jesus talks about another important point.
对，要去传福音没有错。
Of course, you have to go and preach.
那谁要去传福音呢？
So who should go and preach?
48节这样说。
Verse 48 tells us.
你们就是这些事的见证。
That you are witnesses of these things.
那谁要去传福音？
So who is supposed to go and preach?
门徒。
The disciples.
那今天谁是神的门徒？
So today, who are the disciples of the Lord?
我们呢、
It is all of us.
我们就是这些事的见证。
We are all witnesses of all these things.
今天我们读圣经。
Today we read the Bible.
我们了解主耶稣所做过的事情。
We understand the things that are done by Lord Jesus.
虽然我们没有亲自参与1900多年前主耶稣在这个世界上所做的那些事情。
Even though we did not participate in the things that Lord Jesus Christ did about 1900 years ago,
不过主耶稣早就感动很多人，将这些事放在圣经里面。
But Lord Jesus has moved many people to place what he has done into the written Bible.
我们已经知道主耶稣为我们做过什么。
We understood what Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
今天我们所要做的就是见证。
Therefore, today, what we need to do is bear witness.
去传福音。
To go and preach.
这是耶稣的吩咐。
This is the message from Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是耶稣的的提醒。
These are the reminders from Lord Jesus Christ.
你说传道，我没有能力。
And we said, Pastor, I don't have any abilities.
请问啊，谁有能力啊？
Let's ask ourselves, who has the strength?
我昨天才不是说我吃了很多水果吗？
Yesterday I told you that I've eaten a lot of fruit.
你以为我有能力啊？
Did you think that I have a lot of strength?
每次啊，那个姐妹一拉着说传道，我们去吃水果，我就忧愁啊。
Every time when the sister would take me saying, "Oh, Pastor, let's go eat some fruit," I begin to worry.
有道理讲到没有道理了。
And I have spoken everything that I have in myself.
我是不担心他会不会来信呢、啊？反正我就传了嘛。
I'm not quite worried that whether or not they will come to believe. All I have to do is go and preach.
我跟主耶稣说，总要有一个结局吧。
I told Jesus Christ that there has to be a result.
你总是要带领让我们知道未来要怎么走吧。
You have to lead us and allow us to understand how we should walk in the future.
如果不是主耶稣给他圣灵，哦，我看我今天还在吃水果了。
If today, if it is not Lord Jesus Christ, give him that person the Holy Spirit, until this day, I probably have to still go and eat a lot of fruit.
多有能力啊！人如果没有神啊，你可以谁都有能力，你跟我讲。
What kind of strength do we have? If we don't have God, who would have any strength?
大家的能全部的都是从神那边来的呢。
All of the power, the strength that we have, these all come from God.
主耶稣知道我们会讲什么话了。
And Jesus Christ knows what kind of words that we will speak.
所以他说你们就是见证人，下面就补了一句话。
And as he said that you are all witnesses, and following he said this.
49节。
Verse 49。
这个24章49节。
Chapter 24, verse 49。
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。主耶稣就这样讲了。
So Jesus told them,
你们没有能力。
You have no power.
神有能力。
But God has power.
圣灵要降在你们身上。
That the Holy Spirit should come upon you.
你们就会得到能力。
And you shall receive power.
你们得到能力。
And as you have top power,
你就不能说我没有能力。
Then you cannot say that you have no power.
我们不要像那个领1000的人。
Do not be like the person who had that 1000 talent.
马太福音25章，主耶稣讲了其中一个比喻，就是讲到那个分银子的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 25, it talks about the the parable of talents.
那个分银子有分五千、两千跟一千的。
And the talents, there is people who receive one, two, or five.
那 talent 在这个英文里面，它有另外一个恩一个意思，不是叫恩赐吗？
So of course, talents doesn't mean only that the weight of money, but it also means our gifts, our talents.
其实这个是双关语。
Of course, it is a it has a double meaning here.
主耶稣用银子来代表人神赐给人的一个恩赐。
With this amount of wealth, it is represent the gifts or the talents that God has given to men.
让我们可以了解。
So that we may understand.
有人有五种恩赐，有人有两种恩赐，有人只有一种恩赐。
There are people who has five talents. There are some with two, and there are some with just one.
几种恩赐不是那么重要。
However many talents you have, that is not important.
主耶稣说，多给的就多收，少给的就少收。
Jesus said, those who are given much will reap much, and those who are given less, they will reap less.
你比较神给你比较多的恩赐，你就要比较累，就是这样。
And those are given a little bit more, they had to labor a little bit more.
你只要成为忠心的仆人就可以了。
As long as we become a loyal servant, then that will be enough.
你有五种恩赐，你就产生五种恩赐所产生的效果。
If you have five types of gifts, you need to bear fruit or effects of those kind of five fruits.
你有两种恩赐，你就产生两种恩赐所产生的效果。
If you have two, then you should become effective in those two gifted talents.
神要求就是这样而已。
And that's all God requires.
我们只要尽我们的本分，神就说你是一个忠心，哇，太好的仆人啊。
As long as we have fulfilled our own duty, then the Lord will say that you are a good and faithful servant.
那点一千的呢？
And what about the one talent?
他说：“哦，主啊，你是那个忍心的人，你是刻薄的人。”
And he would say that the Lord, you are someone who is really strict.
没有傻的地方啊，你要收割啊，没有善的地方你要聚敛。
And those places where you have not sown seeds, you will want to have harvest.
主耶稣是这样的神吗？
Is God this kind of God?
从来不是。
Of course, he is not.
当主耶稣要我们去做这个工作的时候，他早就都预备好所有的东西让我们使用了。
When God wants us to do that kind of work, He will prepare everything ahead of time, ready for us to use.
只是我们要知道我们拥有什么。
We have to understand what we have.
你说传道，难道我们不知道我们拥有什么吗？
And we ask, well, Pastor, don't you not know that we know what we have?
不是每一个人都懂。
Not everyone understands this.
曾经有一家教会啊，有一个弟兄啊。
There is a church with this one brother.
他要去教会参加布道会。
He was going to the church to attend the evangelical service.
他门开起来，然后就把机车牵出去了。
And he opened up the door and he pushed out his motorcycle.
结果隔壁的门就打开了。
And then the door next to him all of a sudden opened up.
这隔壁啊，有个太太啊，就出来了。
And then his neighbor, this lady, she came out.
就说了，哎。那个隔壁的先生啊，请问你要去哪里啊？
And she asked him that, oh, sir, minister, where are you going?
我们教会这个弟兄就跟他说了。
And this brother of our church told
that. 讲你也听无啦，说你听不懂啊。
I said that even if I tell you, you will not understand.
他说没有关系嘛，我听不懂，你讲讲看吗？
She said that it's okay if I don't understand, you can attempt to tell me.
我要去参加我们教会的布道会。
I'm going to attend the evangelical service of our church.
请问什么是布道会？
So she said, "What is evangelical service?"
就跟你讲啊，你听无啊，佮讲啊问啊要做创啥，就听不懂来问那么多。
She said that
人家这样讲诶。
See, I told you, you would not understand even if I told you. This is what he said to that lady.
听不懂，我就问你，你就告诉我嘛。
I don't understand. If I tell you, then you can just tell me.
哦，布道会吼，就是这样啦，就是吼，我们有传道人在。这个讲台前面啊，然后讲道理给这个弟兄姐妹听啊。
And so this is how the evangelical service works, that there will be a pastor standing on the pulpit delivering a message to the people who is sitting there for them to hear.
啊，隔壁太太说，那我可以去吗？
And so the lady next door said that, then could I go with you?
她说，你也要去啊？
He answered, why do you even want to go?
对啊，我可以去吗？
And so yes, can I go?
啊。好了，很不甘愿的，好像哦，多大的恩赐！来教会是多大的恩赐
？So he said, "Fine, you can come."
哦，就跟来了。
And so she followed him.
哇, 她一听,哇, 道理很好啊, 她很感动啊。
And so she felt that the truth, that the teaching is really good, and she is touched.
没多久就得到圣灵了。
And not long after, she received the Holy Spirit.
哇, 很高兴啊。
She was so happy.
这个弟兄不高兴了。
But this brother wasn't very happy.
他跑去找传道。
He went and looked after the pastor.
传道啊, 神不爱我。
He said, oh, minister, the God does not love me.
为什么神不爱你?
How come God does not love you?
那个人才来几次啊?
Say, look at that person. She only come for only a few times.
她就得到圣灵啊?
She received the Holy Spirit.
我来多久了?
Look at me.
我受洗了呢?
How long I've been here?
我还没得到圣灵啊?
I received baptism already, but I still have not have the Holy Spirit.
传道摇头啊。
And so the minister has to shake his head.
想你这样也想得到圣灵啊?
With this kind of person, how can you do? Why do you deserve the Holy Spirit?
你都搞不清楚状况，你还想得到圣灵啊? 主耶稣没有打你屁股就不错了，你还打得到圣灵呢?
That if God does not punish you, that is grace enough that you still want to receive the Holy Spirit.
到底谁知道什么是布道会啊?
And so who is a person who truly understands evangelical service?
人家问你，你回答人家马上就知道说应该要去。 你知道什么是布道会，你还不邀请人家来？
Other people ask you, they already wanted to attend, and you understand what evangelical service, and you still do not want to invite them to come.
人家要来，你还要给他很多大的恩赐啊！
Other people want to come, and you think that is such a great feat, such a effort to do it.
这个是真的发生过的事情，我不是在讲笑话，是真的发生过。
This truly had happened. I wasn't just making a joke.
有些人就是这样。
There are some people just like this.
可能没有那么夸张，可是就是这样。
And they are not as bad as I have described, but they are just about that.
如果没有机会就算了。
I would think that if there's no opportunity, then of course that's okay.
我们不要连有机会了，我们还把人家挡在外面了，就不要这样做。我们不要替别人决定说啊，那个人不会得救了，那个人不可能啊。你怎么知道那个人可不可能啊？
Do not stop people even if there's opportunity. Don't judge for them that they would not be saved because we don't know.
那个丁德州长老在嘉义教会的时候。
When Elder Ding, when he was in the Jai Church,
他的孙子好像是在美国嘛，我忘记在哪里遇到他孙子的，忘记了。反正他孙子在美国，他说啊，在那个Ganoka Park， 我就跟他讲说，哦，你爷爷以前在嘉义呢。
And of course, the grandson or the grandchildren is here, so I told them that their grandpa is in the Jai Church before.
为什么我看到他孙子就感觉特别的有亲切呢？就是因为一个慕道朋友。
And the reason why I feel especially familiar with them is because of a truth seeker.
已经45分了，我们要休息了。
So it's about time, so we need to take a rest.
这个是一个很大的麻烦。我们还是要休息，请大家同心默祷。
Okay, let's take a rest. That is a bow and pray in silence.
Amen. Amen. 我们休息。
Let's take a break.